And about St. Vincent School, the friend.
Oh, you mean Heather. Ludovic Thieger.
You know, just a little preface to it. Time and again, Baba will reminisce about his boyhood, youth, his old friends, school friends, and all that. Naturally, among the Mandali, he'll reminisce as to how his friends were, and what they did, and how they played, and how they played mischief, and this and that, how they stole ice cream and ices and all that, all sorts of things. So, at Guru Prasad one day, he's reminiscing about a character, a friend who was a character. And he was describing in great details how he would walk and the way that he walked and this and that, all that sort of thing. And how they poked fun, you see, among themselves and all that sort of thing. So Baba's brother was there, sitting there. So Baba's brother Jal piped him and says, "Baba, such a person, I see him on the road every now and again. The way that he you describe the walk and all that sort of thing. Is he still alive?" Baba is asking Jal. "I don't know whether he is the same one." So Baba says, "If he of course."
Maharaja of 1959. Uh-huh. 6th August 1959. To His Holiness Meher Baba, Maharaja of Baroda's new palace, Bun Garden Road, Pune. Your Holiness Meher Baba, your humble admirer, Ludovic Vegas, craves your most magnanimous indulgence in taking the privilege of writing these few lines to Your Holiness. When your good brother Jalu asked me if I was Ludovic Vegas and if I was in the St. Vincent's during the time of our Reverend Father Windhausen, I said yes. Jalu then asked me if I knew Marwan in the 8th standard. So I asked Jalu if it was the Marwan, who used to often say, "Latus, latus, laitali."
Laitali means just, you know, the friendship is, come on,
give me
on. Come on, come on, come on. So Baba and he, this man, would, this boy, would always be like that, you see. Their friendship was so thick.
Yeah. Jalu said he did not know, but it is the Marwan, who is now Meher Baba. I said, "Oh, surely, it's the same Marwan. It's the Laitus, Laitus, Laitali." "Well," said Jalu, "Meher Baba wants to see you." "Me? A poor, simple, ordinary man?" "Yes," said Jalu. So I said, "With the greatest pleasure." And so Jalu came and took me to your residence on the 12th July, 1959, at 10 a.m., and took me to you, and all the people in the large hall started looking who this other sadhu was, that Meher Baba should get up from his sofa and embrace him and give him his blessing. And I'll just mention here that that's in caps, how important it was to him.
That Baba should get up and go to him and embrace him, yeah.
"Oh, Meher Baba, don't you feel we were once again transformed by some magic power into schoolboys in the 8th standard of St. Vincent, with our dear Reverend Father Windhausen sitting in front of us in his black robe, red beard, red handkerchief, silver snuff box taking our lessons. But yesterday the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. Oh, yes, yes, how those years have fled, never to come back in this mortal life of ours." I was profoundly wondering, dear Meher Baba, how it is that you could have thought of me after full 50 years, 1909 to 1959, a poor, insignificant friend. And I came to the conclusion that you may have been recounting some past happy hours of our school days, in which you may have seen poor Ludovic studded with medals and the Pune School Sports. And that's also in caps, by the way. Ludovic is in caps there. Studded with medals in the Pune School Sports, carrying the 100 yards flat race, the 120 yards hurdle race, the long jump, the quarter mile races, in caps, all first. And being carried off the field by his team boy shoulder high, and dear Meher Baba shouting, Latus, Laitali, and dear Reverend Father Windhausen, like a brave general, leading his team of winning boys, keeping the St. Vincent School colors flying with victories in the field of sports, and our dear Joker Chapkar shouting, Police, police! I thank you from my heart.
Chapkar was another teacher. The students would tease him like anything because he was a bit odd.
And now this last paragraph is all in caps. I thank you from my heart for the great honor and blessing you conferred on me on 12th July 1959. And I am sure God alone must have put it in your heart to do so after 50 years. Your very humble friend, Ludovic Vegas.